You are listening to The Ben Keats Show, where every day the objective is simple. Ben will never stop fighting the fight and lighting the light on topics that affect you every day.
Hello, all you folks across the fruited plains. My name is Ben Keach, and you are tuning in today to The Ben Keats Show. It might be on YouTube, Spotify, Apple. I'm not for sure, but I'm glad you're watching. I'm glad you're listening. I hope you're subscribing. I need reviews. You know, when you look at some of the best podcasts across America, and there's more and more coming every single day, I need reviews. Those help what I'm trying to do. You know, the interesting thing about starting podcasts is, well, you know, how much money are you making? Like, what are you doing? Like, how does that all work? No, you have to believe in your cause. You have to believe in what you're saying and what you're doing. And you have to get to a pretty particular place to actually bring in revenue. So my job right now is to be consistent, to hopefully give content and information that you enjoy or it resonates or even hopefully changes lives. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. And any type of support, any type of spread of this message, of this mission, whether you follow me on Facebook, TikTok, or any other type of social media, X, I love the support and love to have dialogue with folks that care about the same types of issues that I do. We're on episode 43 today, and the problem that we're looking to solve is a massive one, probably one that might ultimately need a couple of parts, which is really why I've started a coaching business. The reason why I work with men, which if you go to my website, www.benkeachspeaks.com, you'll find all about this coaching advice and this type of stuff I'm trying to do to help men. I'm also looking to get on stages. So I've been traveling across the country, actually, tomorrow I'm going to Louisville. I'll be going to Georgia. I've been in Colorado. I am traveling around talking to folks and getting this message out. Starting a podcast wasn't just a little, it started as a bucket list. It started as a fun thing. And what's evolved out of it is writing a book, getting on stages, talking to people all across the country, trying to help people be better parents, have better relationships. And so I am so glad you're tuned in today, because we are going to look at trying to solve the problem of divorce from a man's perspective and what comes with that. Yes, I have been divorced. It is still, saying those words just now, that was actually painful. The regret, the shame, the failure that's connected to divorce doesn't just leave when the judge issues the decree. I mean, I never will forget that moment walking out of the courtroom, you know, with my ex-wife. I'll never forget a couple of words that she said to me, which I'm not going to share because it's kind of private and personal. But, you know, you spend 19 years of your life. You date them before that. And to walk out of that courtroom kind of shoulder by side by side as we go about our separate ways of our life was, it's hard to talk about. And men, we deal with so many things when it comes to divorce, whether we wanted it or whether we didn't want it. There's stuff that's going to come with that, and it's difficult. I spun my objective around to where I'm hoping and praying that my failures within my marriage, that somehow if I can educate and help not only other people, but my three children do a relationship better, be for my two sons to be stronger husbands than I was, for my daughter to find an amazing man, and that those three relationships can make it, you know, their mom and I would be elated, because my ex-wife feels that same burden of failure, and it's a difficult one. So we're going to talk about that today. Today, it's a big, heavy topic, but again, I want to make sure we're talking about after divorce. So the divorce has happened. And I want to look at some different components that I see. So one of the things that happens with a man after divorce is he looks to find someone else. He looks to right that wrong ship. He wants to get married again, or he wants to be in a relationship, or he wants to meet females. Now, his motives may vary, and that's a tricky component to this whole thing. But the bottom line is that he wants to figure it out. Maybe he hasn't dated in a long time. Maybe he hasn't even, I mean, who knows his capabilities in this way. A lot of things have probably changed since the last time he talked to a single female. And what we do as men out of a marriage is we meet people. We try to determine, are we ready? Are we not ready? What do we want? What do we don't want? And we bring so much baggage to the table. Yet the baggage is neatly compartmentalized behind us. So you have to have an actual acute eye to see what's going on. And that's what happens in this, is women, when they're meeting men in their 30s, 40s, or 50s after a particular marriage, they're trying to determine what's the motive, who is this guy, is he relationship ready, is he, and we show what we want to show. And I think the actual question should be is, what do you really want after your marriage? You know, my brother, for instance, my brother, you know, found someone amazing, and he is taking those steps, and he didn't have to date, you know, the entire Kansas City area before he found somebody he wanted to marry. He was ready. He knew what he wanted. He found the right person. He acted. Behavior consistent. Again, that's what women want. Consistent behavior. My advice to women when it comes to dating men after divorce is, if you're not requiring action steps to whatever words are coming out of their mouth, that's on you. It's on you. You say, well, that's not, you know, are men just liars? Not necessarily. Men are trying to figure this journey out too. And so if you have a simple rule, women, about dating men after divorce, just let their actions actually matter. How long can they be consistent with whatever they're telling you? That is your number one, like, tool in your tool belt, females, is that. And for us men, it's about being honest with ourselves and other people and what we want and what we're doing. And a lot of times, men are after sex, or men are after limited commitment or no commitment. And then just be honest about that. Be honest about what you want. The second thing, though, that I find that's interesting is a different type of man after his marriage is he can be very needy. You know, if she does, I'm going to tell you what, you want to be an unattractive man, be a needy man. Well, you didn't text me back right away, or you didn't do this, or you didn't, like, I like when you tell me goodnight. I don't want to have to always tell you. Oh my goodness, shut up. Like, no woman wants to hear you talk. There's nothing more repulsive, disgusting, as a man who begs and is needy. Like, you're not trying to date your mom. The only person that would care about your little sappy needs is your mom. Nobody else on the planet does. So get that through your head. As a man, when we enter into the dating world after a divorce, our mentality is, I am looking at her actions. If she doesn't call me back, or she's like, it's my job. I am the man. I am initiating. I am leading. I am stating what I want, what I don't want. This is not going to work for me. This is going to work for me. I am not going with the flow. Men that go with the flow are in their feminine. It's not what a woman wants. A woman doesn't want to have to direct the ship to try to get you to figure out what's going on. But a lot of times, men, what they're doing is they're taking their own weak behaviors in their marriage where they didn't lead. She needed more definitive decisions from you. She needed you to take charge in certain areas, not in everything, but in some things she did. She needs you to, and you didn't. And now you're dating and you're still going with the flow. You were like, well, Ben, I don't know. Like, okay, let's keep it simple. We're gonna simplify this whole thing. Let's start with plan a date. I want to take you out on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. I am going to pick you up and I'm going to plan where we're going and I'll have you back by a particular time. That way a woman can take her brain, check out and be under your protection, your guidance, and you care enough to do it. But again, a passive, weak man puts more on her plate. If you love her, or you want to get to know her, or you want to date her, then lead her. She wants it. I promise you she does. Let's go to another area with after divorce. You probably tried to provide for your children and your family. You wanted to be a protector of your household. You love them. You care for them. Somehow you feel inadequate. Somehow you feel that you weren't enough. You know, it's an interesting thing about being enough in men. If you want to ask men the question of a number one fear that men have, it's, am I enough? Can I do it? Can I make the right amount of money? Am I good enough to lead? Or are my kids going to like me? Like, am I enough is a real thing. Is she going to respect me? Does she need me? You know, it's one thing to fall in love with someone at a young age, but, you know, that's all fine and dandy because you're this good looking guy and you've got muscles and you're a particular, you know, whatever. But guess what? It's interesting how many women I've talked to who fell in love with men. You know, it's almost like when you say, why do women like bad guys? They want an edge. But they want you, but they're hoping that the edge and your strength in terms of standing up for yourself and being your own person, they're hoping that that translates into other areas as well. And sometimes they found out it's not. That's why sometimes women at later ages can be a little bit, you know, the looks of a guy may not matter as much as how he's willing to love and treat her and take care of her. I will say this though, men. If you're a divorced man and you're looking to meet someone, get a good haircut, lose weight, eat correctly, get to the gym, be a man on a mission, be a guy who actually, if you're going to be some little, if you don't care, if you're going to be George Costanza part two, if that's kind of your MO, then, you know, just understand it's not that attractive to her. So you have to put yourself out there in that particular way. Here's another way to look at life after divorce. And it's funny, as I'm talking through this, I'm like all over different places in my book, as I'm working fast and furious every day on this book. I'm so excited for it to come out and what it might mean for people. It's a lot. You put a lot of yourself into these things and in a very personal way. But let's look at this for a second. So imagine you're in a marriage and the marriage isn't well. Okay. So you have a plate circulating above your head and that plate represents your wife and that's rough. Now you have your kids and you have your finances and, you know, you have your friends and you have different components and those are all fine, but the wife is a mess. And so in your marriage, that if your wife represents like a plate, it's a broken plate. It's not going good. So you say, you get a divorce. Well, here's what happens with the divorce. You don't have that broken plate of a wife anymore. I mean, she still may antagonize you, but it's not there. Now what you have is you have multiple broken plates. You have the kid crash. You have your finances a mess. Your friends, they don't like you anymore. And you're trying to figure out where to live and what to do. And then is there another female that, like, it's a mess. So literally when divorce happens, you go from one messed up plate, your wife, now ex-wife, to that's gone. That's fine. But now you have all these other things and you have to try to figure out yourself. Because you probably aren't fully aware of your own causality in your marriage that has gone awry. You're not aware of that. Well, guess what? When you're alone, when you are trying to find someone, your shortcomings, the areas of your life that you suck at, you're going to get it from somebody else. She's going to tell you. You can't just hide all of this stuff. The parts of you that aren't good aren't going to be hidden from other people. You got to work on yourself. You got to learn. You got to grow. You got to develop. You can't stay stagnant. I am not the same man I was as a husband. And it didn't mean that everything I was as a husband was wrong or bad. It's just I've changed. I've had to educate myself and to have honest conversations with other people and myself about who I am and what I'm trying. Where am I off at? Because I kind of came out of my marriage pointing fingers at her. Well, if she would have done this, she would have done that, she would have done that. And it's hard to look at yourself sometimes. It's hard to. So now you're divorced and you have multiple broken plates to put together. How do you get your finances in order? How are your kids really doing? Do your kids want you to date? Are they excited? Like, how are they processing this? Because most kids, just so you know, it doesn't matter if, well, we've been divorced for 5 years, everything's fine. Guess what? Kids don't like to go to like 7 different Easters with all the different family members. And kids aren't going to be as elated that you found, they're going to be happy for you that you found your next, you know, Susie Q, this, you know, little beauty beach bod that you've been waiting for your whole life. I mean, that's great and that's fine. But, you know, the truth of the matter is, the plates sometimes still cracked. It takes a long time to get this stuff back together. And if you think you're going to snap your fingers and everything's going to be fine, it's just not how life works. It really isn't. You know, when relationships and marriages break up, even if it's for death, whatever the reason is, it takes a while to put it together again. So there's a really, really interesting song. It's a song by a guy named Dax. And Dax had kind of his own transformation in life where he struggled a lot with alcohol and found freedom with that. His faith has grown. And he made a song called To Be a Man. And To Be a Man has a couple different versions. I actually encourage you to listen to all of them, but especially the long one. And he did some really cool stuff with this song is he encouraged people, men, and even women, to write their stories of what it's like to be a man. Now, the women's side isn't, I'm not like, yeah, that probably didn't really come out very well. But the women's version is a woman learning how to meet a man in maybe ways that she hadn't before. And so you can see this all over Twitter and Instagram, or it's X, you know, the different writings of the different things that have kind of taken place in terms of how to be a man. That's my song today. I encourage you to listen to it. It's one of those songs my daughter can attest that I turn it on and it may play for 3 straight hours because it's just a song I can't get enough of. And I relate to it, not necessarily in every single story that I hear in the song, but there's a feeling and a presence of, you know, to be a man, I'm trying to provide, I'm trying to protect, I'm trying to do certain things. And again, sometimes it's difficult and sometimes we don't always know how to do it. The parenting advice today is going to kind of be a lot of times I've seen with men and their children is that men go from wife to girlfriend, and the girlfriend passes the kids. You know, the thing that you have to remember is dating after a divorce, men, you might get lucky. You might marry the first one you find. Or you may be 100 women in and you're still single as heck. Your kids are there. Your kids have to be the priority. Your kids are, don't run into the arms of a woman so fast that you forget the fact that you've been a dad for their entire life. And that's my parenting advice there. So anyway, amazing talk. I look forward to hopefully meeting and talking to other men, other folks. Divorce sucks. It sucks. I'm only going to have one. I may only get married once. Who knows if I'll even ever get married again. I don't know. But it's difficult, but there is life after it. And it starts with how you determine the type of man that you really want to be. And maybe it's a man that you weren't in your marriage, but it's never too late. So thank you, folks. I love having you on the Ben Keats Show today. Subscribe. Talk to me online. All those fun things. I can't wait to talk to you guys again. Have a great day. See you later. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Let's keep the conversation going. You can reach out on Ben's website, www.benkeatshow.com, or on social media to chat. And please remember to subscribe so that you never miss an episode.